Hello and welcome to Sim Radio here on the Sisters in Music Network. It's Monday Music Madness and you're tuned into Mixing It with Nikki Chris. This is Nikki, and in case you don't know anything about me, I'm a singer-songwriter from Raleigh, North Carolina. My show celebrates women and men in the music and entertainment industry, providing an avenue for them to showcase their talents. Our motto, Sisters in Music, Together We Are Stronger. My guests today are part of the pop rock band Raven, the group created by four guys who met along the way, each with their own strong identities, offers a very personal indie rock sound with powerful and catchy melodies. Known for their intense shows, they try to explore many paths from acoustic to rock, crafting a unique sound forged with a signature lead vocalist and intimate harmony. Please join me in welcoming the super talented Romeo and Vince from the band Raven. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having us, Nikki.
Oh, well, I am so excited to share you and your music with everyone. So the pleasure is absolutely all mine. And we are going to get started right away. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Romeo, I know you're a guitarist and a songwriter, and Vince, you're a drummer. So why don't you quick give me the lowdown, a little bit about yourselves, each of you, and how you both got started in music.
Yeah, with pleasure. Actually, the first thing we could say is telling you that Vince and I, we know each other for more than 20 years, I think, and we've been playing together for 15 or 17 years, something like this. So it's a long story of love. So Raven started with a long friendship, and we started playing together when we were just like, 13 years old. So it's like something we've been creating for a long time with a lot of passion, obviously. We were at school, we were playing music, and at one point it was like, hey, man, well, let's try to create a band. And then it turns to be Raven years later. So we're from a city in France called Troyes. It's like 2 hours on the east side of Paris, and since we know each other, we've been playing together like as long as I can remember. So yeah, it's something that this band is kind of a family thing because we consider each other almost like brother.
Oh, I like that. So I actually have been to France. I've never been to Paris, but I had an aunt that lived in Nice. So I've been to the south of France. So.
Nice.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful country, beautiful country. Absolutely love it. Hopefully you can get back there someday.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that you would like to add to that, Vince?
No, it's like we love each other as a brother. Romeo said that, and I totally agree. We understand each other very well, and in music too. So it's such a pleasure to create music with my friend all the time.
So now, you mentioned one time in an interview, Romeo, that the band is a cross between maybe Coldplay and Kings of Leon, two of my favorite bands. Are there any other like artists or any other groups that maybe have influenced your sound?
Actually, there are so many artists, so many bands. I think it started, my very first love in pop rock music was the Woodstock period and with the Beatles and everything, because I've been growing up, you know, with this kind of pop music and always paying a lot of attention to the melodies in songs and the Beatles. I mean, you can take one song and 200 songs from the Beatles, you will have beautiful melodies, a real work on harmonies, vocal harmonies. So a lot of influence from the 60s period, I guess. But then, more recently, we can talk about Coldplay, Kings of Leon, but also maybe a bit of Placebo at one point, The Killers as well. So this is for the pop rock influence. Apart from that, we've been influenced by classical music, by jazz music, rhythm and blues as well a lot. Because when we were younger with Vince, we were in a school where we've been able to half of the time work in the Academy of Music and half of the time at school. So there were so many different influences for all kind of music. And I think you can find it a bit in our music. When you're listening to Riven, you will have, obviously, the pop rock side. But as well, if I take one song that's popping in my mind, like the song called For Tomorrow Song, it starts with an introduction where you can hear an orchestra, classical orchestra. So this is a good example of how we like to mix different styles in our music.
I was listening to a lot of your music before we got together to talk today, and I have definitely noticed that eclectic influence of various different styles and the whole orchestral type of influence into the rock genre music. Not a lot of people do that. I have a friend that type of music, and I absolutely love everything they do because it's different. It's unique. It's challenging too because you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you're doing something that not everybody does. So I commend the band for doing things like that.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, this is something that we like to do because you know we just discovered that in this business, in this industry, in this world of music, most of the time people are trying to put other people's music in some places, and we are always trying to cross new borders with our inspiration. You know, we like to do like very rock music sometimes, like even kind of have on stage a bit of hard rock sometimes. But we love to play at the same time and say, hey, man, maybe for this song, some rhythm and blues arrangements can work with the pop vibes. And that's always interesting because, first of all, we never get bored by playing and composing our music. Second of all, I think it just gives you the opportunity to create something more richer and like more interesting because you can always try to find new sounds, and we are humans, so we do have different moods. So sometimes we like to play something very acoustic, and sometimes we like to go with something very rock. And I think that's what Riven is all about, like different colors in our music, absolutely.
Oh, I love that. That's a great description, different colors. That's fantastic. Very, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is a great place for us to share the first song that you brought with you. Could you tell everyone a little bit about Where You Belong? What is this song about?
I do remember the very beginning of the song. I was in the south of France, not in Nice, where you've been, but I was not that very far as in a city called Marseille in the south of France. And I was... I don't know, you know, this moment where you just like, you're feeling a bit blue. It's like you have many thoughts. And I was like with my acoustic guitar on the couch and started to the very first note of the song and thought like the lyrics just came very easily and had this feeling with the band in my life in general. Am I at the right place at the right moment with the right people? And I thought, oh, maybe this is something that everyone experienced at least once in their life. So that could be a good song. This is how A Place Where You Belong started.
Well, it is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to play it for everybody. This is A Place Where You Belong by Riven.
Give me your hand, it's all right. The world outside is not so dark. There's a place where you belong. Another day, another fight. You're gonna make a brand new start. Where you belong. We all need a chance to realize the end of the road is not so far. Never give up when it's too hard. Being happy comes with a price. Hey, I'll stop, gonna make it right. smile. The world outside can be so bright. There's a place where you belong. If you wanna change, don't waste your time. And no more excuses and no more lies. It's the moment to be strong. The end of the road is not so far. And I will always stand by your side. I'll stop, you're gonna make it right. It's time to give your life a try. You've been waiting for too long. Well, I said, take all the dreams you have in mind and find a place for them to shine. Things you believe in, so many days you've been waiting, but all the problems cannot be solved. If you make a new beginning, you have to trust in your feeling, 'cause you don't know what the future holds. Ain't stop, you're gonna make it right, so give your life a try. You've been waiting for too long. Take all the dreams you have in mind. Find a place for them to shine. There's a place for you.
Absolutely love it. Like I mentioned, I looked at your videos. I went out and listened to all of your music. You guys are like really awesome. Absolutely
thank you.
Awesome. And
thank
I know
you.
You're welcome. I know that you have a lot of stuff coming up. You have a new single that is teed up to hit the U.S. airwaves. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Tell us what's coming up for the band. Tell us about the new release. I am very much looking forward to it. Give us the lowdown of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. With pleasure. The new single is called Never Let Me Go, and it's going to be released on March 8th. And we're so excited because it's been a while. I think the last single properly was A Place Where You Belong that you just heard as a new release. 4 months ago, we've been releasing a French-English version of our song Electric Love. But then Never Let Me Go is properly a brand new single coming after quite a long time. And we've been waiting for so long to release a new single and with a new team. In the US, especially, this is a country we want to try on stage. So we decided to invest more and say, okay, we have more presence in the US market. So this single, I think, is a good opportunity to do that. And this is only the beginning because after this single, we're going to release a new EP, I think, next September with 5 new tracks. So that's cool. And like 2 months ago, and I can talk about this because we've been talking about our influence with classical music, you know, and orchestration. So 2 months ago, we released a live EP that we recorded during a show in France where we played on stage with a symphony orchestra. That was one of our dreams, you know, to get the chance one day to play on stage with like 50, 60 musicians from the orchestra at the same time. And it was something quite epic, something quite impressive for us to be on stage with them. And we decided to do something. You told before that we were doing things a bit differently. And this is what I think we've been doing. We recorded the show and we released the live EP called Live Symphony Orchestra. And we had many comments from the press telling like, guys, it's been such a long time. We didn't hear a band, a rock band, playing with a symphony orchestra and releasing an album with that. And I was like, yeah, I know this is something, it's not very common these days, you know. You're releasing single after single, and we're like, no, man, we had the chance to play with a symphony orchestra, so we decided that it was a good opportunity to release an album. So yeah, this was the last release. Next release is going to be Never Let Me Go, the new single, then a new EP, and if we're lucky enough, next year is going to be the new album.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Perfect. Perfect.
Yes. Now, the symphony release, one of the videos that you guys posted on YouTube was one of the ones that I was watching, and it gave me goosebumps. So I could certainly imagine the band playing, you know, with the symphony orchestra. Yes. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what you guys were feeling.
Yeah. Because it's a funny story. Before this show in France, we've been sleeping because there were some issues, technical issues. So we were not sleeping a lot, like 3 hours, something like this. And so we were quite tired before going on stage. And just we heard the crowd from the show, and we're like, this is it. We're going to go on stage, perform with all these musicians. And we were shivering. And
it was an amazing moment.
Yeah, it was something, you know, that you just realize almost after the end of the show. I remember the day after the show, I told Vince, like, oh, I think we did something big. but it was really after, because we were trying to do that with all our hearts and everything. So it's just 24 hours later, we were like, okay, this is a dream we always wanted and to achieve, and we did it. So that's cool. And I'm happy that you had goosebumps as well.
I did, trust me. The video is absolutely amazing. Like I said, I can certainly imagine what you guys went through. So
Yeah.
Wonderful. So I do want to learn a little bit more about the band. There's two other guys in the band. You want to tell us a little bit about the other two members? And I know you and Vince have been friends for a very, very long time, but, you know, how did you come to meet the other members of the band and actually get together and form Ravens?
I met Rudy, the bassist of the band, in Paris, and we were looking for a new bassist during this moment. So I talked to him, and we met together with Romeo, and we had a very great feeling with Rudy. And it was also the same for André, the keyboardist of the band. It's a new love story about friends and new friends. And they are amazing every time. When we work together, we love every time. So, it's a good new family. On tour.
Yeah, you know, this is something that when we're doing interviews, many times we get the question, what can we just like wish for Raven the next year? And I always have the same answer. It's like to keep on being happy, to go on stage together, to go on tour together, because above all, being in a band, obviously it's about music, but it's about people being together 24 hours a day when you're touring. Mm. So the fact of feeling like home when we're all together is maybe the most important thing to me and for the band, just like to be always happy. It's true that even when we were touring, for example, in last October, we were in Japan for the first time touring. On the other side of the world, we don't fight. We never fight. There's no fight between us. It's always like we're taking care of each other. And I think this is the key to potential success and just like being there in the next 10 years.
Well, you're exactly correct, because if you're not getting along with your bandmates, and the music industry is definitely one of probably the hardest industries, I think, especially for band longevity, because that does happen, right? You have a lot of bands that get together and then they can't stand each other. And, you know, I have to replace my keyboardist because he's annoying. You know, I mean, all of this stuff. So I love that. I think that's a very, very great goal to have, you know, having that home feeling with your bandmates. So,
yeah.
Hopefully that continues, because it definitely sounds like it's working at the moment. So we're going to put that out in the universe and manifest that. Keep going. Absolutely. Universe manifesting. So this is a great place for us to take a short break here from a word from one of our partners in podcasting. This is Chatting with Nat. We'll be right back with Mixing It with Nikki Chris here on the Sim Radio Network.
Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.
And we're back on Mixing It with Nikki Chris on the Sim Radio Network. And my awesome guests, Romeo and Vince from the French band Raven. All right. We've talked about new music. We've talked about things coming up, but I think you guys might be still touring for your tomorrow tour. New places that you're going to be visiting, maybe new countries, new cities. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, we're quite happy with the tour. We're continuing like the For Tomorrow tour this year, and already 22 shows booked right now in 7 different countries. So it's already cool, but I think that we're going to have good news very soon, because we're trying, and this can be of interest to you, like we're trying to have our first US tour for the end of the year or beginning of 2025, and at the same time, we are planning our first South America tour. So we're super excited. I mean, the European tour is going really well. We're going to play in France, we're going to play Switzerland, Germany, Serbia, Bulgaria, and many different places this year again, but international destinations with South America and the US very probably. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. I want you guys to come to the U.S., definitely, because I would definitely go and see you. You know who I actually think that you guys would be a really great, like, tour buddy would be? I'm calling it tour buddies. 30 Seconds to Mars. Are you guys familiar with that band?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
They're one of my favorites. I am absolutely addicted to their music, but you guys would fit really well with them for, like, touring purposes. I don't know. I'm throwing that out to the universe, too.
Yeah, and I really hope they will listen to the show, right?
When I publish it out there, I'll just tag them and just say, hey, guys, you know, go and listen to this band, please, because they would be great for your tour. Awesome. Yeah. I will put that out in the universe. You know how that works.
Thanks, right. Nikki.
Well, of course, absolutely, yes, definitely, definitely. All right, you mentioned that you get asked a lot, hey, where do you see the band a year from now, or what are you hoping a year from now? So I'm actually going to ask you a little bit longer than that. A lot of good things coming, hoping to expand tours, things like that. But 5 years down the road, what do you imagine, or where do you imagine that the band is, say, 5 years down the road?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think, obviously, we'll be touring because, as many bands, touring is what we love above everything, I guess. But, you know, when we started the band at the very beginning, we always had this wish, this want of becoming an international band. And we knew as a French band that it could take a lot of time because first singing in English when you're French, it's something more difficult, I guess. And we knew also that building an international career was something way more difficult than just choosing to play in France only, you know. But this was our dream from the very beginning. So in 5 years, I can very easily imagine that we will be touring internationally, because this is what we are working 24 hours a day. And this is our main goal. In 5 years or so, I think there will be a few new albums, a few new single songs, maybe ranking the number one charts, top 40 charts in the US on the Billboard, something like this. But yeah, we also have the dream of filling like very big arenas for the band. And and yeah, I just think that in 5 years it will be the progress of what we are doing right now, as a band trying to get and to get his name on the top of international stage. So I really cross my fingers for that.
Well, I'm going to cross my fingers too. Hey, we're going to manifest it together. And I definitely can see that as a possibility, especially because of the music that you guys are putting out, your uniqueness. And that is one of the things that I really, really like. I am very much addicted to alternative rock music, specifically because it is not cookie cutter. And I mean, you guys as a band, you're definitely not cookie cutter. And it's one of the things that I absolutely love about your style of music, because you don't really have like one specific style. You incorporate so many different aspects, and it makes it exciting. It makes it interesting. It's not boring, which is key when you're listening and going to a show.
Yeah, really also. And what you're saying actually makes me think of something. It's like you said something interesting. When you're going to the show, you don't want to get bored. And this is, I remember one time we were with Vince performing in a festival. I think it was in Germany or something like this. And we heard a band playing. I think the sound of the band was great. But we heard like 10 or 12 songs from this band on stage.
Also the same.
Yeah, always the same. Always the same structure, the same sound, the same, almost the same lyrics as well. But like we ended and we were not able like to remember one song from the band we just saw on stage, you know. And this moment, I think, realized that there were the studio versions for Riven, but also the live versions that we are always, for example, tomorrow you come, when we'll be touring in the US, you come to see one of our shows and you will discover that the song that you knew, let's say we just heard, for example, A Place Where You Belong, A Place Where You Belong on stage is not the same like the studio versions, the studio version, because it's super important to us that our audience, when they come to a Riven show, they discover something new and not only the album they've been hearing on Spotify or whatever. And yeah, I think you spotted something very true about the band.
Exciting. Now I'm even more excited to have you guys tour the U.S. So manifesting, I'm going to put that out there. All right, this is more of a songwriting question, and I do ask it of all my songwriters, so I'm going to tap you, Romeo, tap into your songwriting side. Songwriting tip or trick. Is there anything that maybe you do that you would be willing to share with anyone that's listening that's a budding songwriter?
One thing I could tell you, as long as I can remember, when I first wrote my first song, I don't have something very precise to say. You know, inspiration to me comes in a very particular way all the time. I mean, sometimes I'm almost about to fall asleep and I have this melody in my head. Sometimes I don't know, I'm cooking something and I start to sing something and I'm like, okay, that can be a chorus. So that's cool. And it's always in a very weird, crazy way that it's coming. But what I can tell about my kind of songwriting, it's like, most of the time, it's not the lyrics which are coming first. It's the melody.
It's about melody.
Yeah. When I call it, we have so many stories with Vince of me calling him late at night. Hey man, just listen to that. I think I have this piece of melody that's good. Tell me what you think. And it always happened like this. I do have some lyrics coming first, but it's when I write, for example, in French. In English, most of the time, it's the melody. Then I take the piano or the guitar, and I start singing it. And this is how I like to play song. You know, I remember a sentence from Paul McCartney from the Beatles when he was explaining how he created Yesterday's song. And he said at this time, we were not able to record all the time our melodies. So if the melody wasn't good enough, and the day after we just like forgot the melody, so the song was not good enough. And me, this is my way of songwriting. If the melody is not good enough, I just skip it. And I just skip the song and I go for the next one because I think we can all agree that a good melody, you can put all the arrangements that you want around, it will always be a great melody, whatever. You can be a pop song, rock song, reggae song. So this is my way, my style of songwriting. The melody first, and then we build everything around. But sometimes the melody comes with a very rock guitar riff, for example. So that's fun too. And I just said to Vince, yeah, let's go to a studio. We play together. And we see where it goes.
I do that too. I sometimes hear a guitar riff, and then I'm just like, oh yeah, I know how that works. Yeah, but
cool.
You know, sometimes I actually do write lyrics first, and then you actually do have a tougher time if you have like lyrics to try and match it with sound, because what you hear in your head, you can never get it out the right way.
Absolutely.
At least I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
You may write something and you're like, oh, I just know that's not it. Nope, that's not it. Doesn't work. So, yeah, let's throw these away. But anyway, all right. Well, thank
exactly.
you for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about My City's on Fire. Tell us what this song is about.
My City's on Fire, this is something a bit special because I remember precisely when I had the melody and lyrics coming almost at the same time at this moment. I was a teenager at the time, and I remember I saw for, I don't know how many times we've been seeing that on the television, but I saw, had this image of a completely destroyed village and a very young man crying because he lost his family. And I was absolutely shocked and moved by the situation because it was so relatable to so many other situations that the world is facing. And I was like, wow. And I had this image of this boy with the village behind him completely on fire. And I was like, I need to write something about it. I have this image in my head. I need to write something about it. And it has to be a rock song because I wanted also something, you know, a bit of a soft violence in some ways. That's weird to say that, but I needed some something with a strong rhythm, with a strong guitar hooks, and also kind of a military vibe. So something like, okay, it has to be kind of an anthem or something like this. So yeah, it was one of the situations that was not it was not just like popping in my head from nowhere. It's something that I've seen that just like provoked something inside me.
Well, it is an absolutely fantastic song. We're going to play this for everybody. This is My City's on Fire by Raven.
My city's on fire. It's a land of flames and a won't come shame for me. My city's on fire. It's a land of pain running through my veins again. My city's on fire. I put myself to blame cause I was gone. My city's on fire. I will make them pay for everything and for everyone. Today I'm back in town after all this time. Want to see you around it. A fateful strike and a dreadful sight. There is no more life then.
All I can feel is the spring of the wind, and all I can breathe is the smell of the fear.
My city's on fire. It's a land of flames and a won't come shame for me. My city's on fire. It's a land of pain running through my veins again. My city's on fire. And I put myself to blame cause I was gone. My city's on fire. I will make them pay for everything and for everyone. Get on now, get on now, get on. Get on now, get on. Get on now, get on. For me, my city's on fire. Through my veins again, my city's on fire. And I put myself to blame, cause I was gone. My city's on fire. I will make them pay for everything.
Like I mentioned, it is another absolutely fantastic song, and hearing you describe it, one of the things that first came to mind, not vibe-wise, but when I was listening to the song originally, it reminded me of the zombie song from Cranberries, like the whole, that whole vibe, and I really appreciate the fact that you described the song and what influenced it, because now my correlation with that song definitely makes sense.
Thank you. You're also teaching us something about ourselves, like, yeah, you have never thought of the Cranberries before with a zombie song, but yeah, exactly. You're so right.
It's like going, oh my God, this is like that type of anthemic, important message song. And it was the first song that literally popped into my mind when I was listening to this one. Before we sign off, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? How about where they can find you on social media, where they can find your show schedule, touring schedule? Why don't you share that with everybody?
Absolutely. So one simple internet address is rivenmusic.net. You will find all the information about us, all the tour schedule, and the tour dates, the new release, everything. Like
social media.
Yeah, social media. So please go there. And also, yeah, one thing we love to say, it's the U.S. is getting closer and closer each year, and we were supposed to come in 2020, but as everybody knows, the COVID happened, so we were not able to tour, but we're coming very soon, and we can't wait to meet our U.S. audience during this tour, if it's happening like within the next month. So thank you, everyone who listened to the show. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Nikki, for having us. You've been a great, wonderful host.
Well, it's been my absolute pleasure, and I would like to thank Romeo and Vince from the band Raven for taking the time to chat with me today. It has been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate both of you. Thank you to everyone for tuning in to Mixin' It. And on behalf of all of us here at Sim Radio, this is Nikki Chris. Until next time, keep on mixing it.